We're holding on the bottom of Daf Zayin Amid Aleph. Zok Tehele Gigamar Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Some people have the gear, some Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Aboidek Tzorech Sheyivorech. My Mevorech, Rav Papi Amar Mishmei Derova Levayr Chometz. Rav Papa Amar Mishmei Derova Al Bir Chometz. We spoke yesterday. What's the Chiddush of Aboidek Tzorech Sheyivorech? We said maybe it's not Kol Kach Mitzvah, maybe it's not the Gmar Mitzvah, it's just the Tchilas HaMitzvah. I'll call upon him. We see over here that Aboidik Tzorach Shiyavarech, what does he make? He makes Levar Chometz or Al Bir Chometz. What's the lashon of Bi'ur Bechlau? What's Bi'ur Chometz? He's doing the Bedika. Aboidik Tzorach Shiyavarech. Why is he saying Al Bi'ur Chometz? We said also in this numerous different pshatim. So we said from the Ran that really this is just the Hascholos HaMitzvah. But being that it's just the Hascholos HaMitzvah, we want you to keep your eyes on what the actual mitzvah is. What's the completion of the mitzvah? The beer. That's why you say, Al Bir Chometz. This is the pshat of the Ran. The Rosh said, the reason we said Al Bir Chometz is because we wanted to include something else. What did we want to include?
Bittul.
Rashi is mashma a different thing. Rashi said on Daf Zayin Amid Beis, Ubior hainu nami bedika. Bior is bedika. Bior is bedika. What does that mean? So we said from the Rashi, it's Siddur Rashi, it's also in the Sefer Oira and Rashi, because the lashon of bior doesn't necessarily mean to get rid of or to destroy. It's like a lashon of biarti hakoidesh min habayis, which means I cleaned it out. So bedika is the act of cleaning. So therefore, says the Maram Chalava, Rashi learns, it's not going on the burning of the chametz. It's just going on the bedikas chametz. I wanted to say biur. Biur is another word for bedika. Biarti HaKodesh Min HaKabayis. Those are the three shittas which we said yesterday. We said according to the Rush that says coming to include bittul, it could be that bittul is not like the real bracha. It's just, we just want to like absorb bittul also. We said you don't necessarily make a bracha on bittul because bittul is hefker. Why would you make a bracha on bittul? In a chanami, we're just trying to, so in the Rambam also we said, right, the bittul, the bracha is being made on the bittul we saw in the Rambam, but maybe it doesn't mean davka that's really the ikur. There's a fourth shita, which is a fascinating shita, shita sa iter. The Bala Iter and Hilchas Bir Chametz writes, the bracha is going on the bittul. The bracha is going on the bittul. That's why we say Al Bir Chametz, because the bracha is on the bittul. And not on the bedika. Why is it on the bittul and not on the bedika? Because bedikas chametz, the Gemara says, you're only mechuyev bedikas chametz mid rabbanon. Bittul chametz is the din mid oy raisa. So therefore, says the Baal Iter, what would you rather make a nusach habracha on, a diaraisa or a derabbanon? Mati, diaraisa. Listen. If all you have in front of you is a derabbanon, you make a bracha on derabbanon. For example,
Megillah
or Hanukkah. A bear over here, you have two different things. We want to be misaking the bracha on the diaraisa, which is going to be on the bittul. Therefore, I'll give you an example. Says the Bala, it's a, what? The Gemara says midiraisa bittul ba'al masagi. You remember that Gemara?
Yeah.
So what do I see? That bittul works. Assuming that he's obviously assuming, it's clear that the Iter holds that not like Tosfos, because Tosfos learns what he said, Rabbi Yashiv yesterday, according to Tosfos, will you make a bracha on your bittul?
No.
Absolutely not. Why not?
Q2.
What?
Q2?
It's not even tier 2. It's not a mitzvah at all. Not because of the Ram Shabalev, according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, why would you not make a bracha on your bittul? Bittul's hefker. Hefker's not a mitzvah. All it is it's sidestepping the yisser. Masha'en Kane, according to the Baal Iter says, you are making a bracha on your bittul. L'chor, the Baal Iter is understanding that that Tashbisu is like Rashi. That bittul is a key of mitzvah. So the Chayra, so you're saying you make the bracha on the Diraisa. The Diraisa bittul. Even though it's tier 2. Yeah, that's right, interesting. I don't know if he holds tier 2. Maybe it's on Chomet Sheni Yadu. It's tier 1. It's a good question. We were saying then, we said once upon a time that maybe bittul is considered a tier 2. We said you can't be Mavato Chomet's. That's Yadua. Why not? Because it's tier 2. That's what we said. So what Gavi's above warning, it's a good ha'ara that if Bittel is tier 2, would you make a bracha on a tier 2? Interesting question. So we want Biur to... Biur is maybe also including the Bidika. For example, when do you make the bracha? Before what? Why are you making it before the Bidika if the bracha is on the Bittel? The answer is that this is going to be the flip side of what we said before. In other words, what's the one that's... What's the Iker bracha on here? According to the Bala Itur. On the Bittel. We want to include what? The Bidika. So therefore we do it before the Bidika. But, says the Bala Itur, can you talk from when you do the bracha until after the Bittel? Says the Bala Itur. For sure not. Because the Iker bracha is going on the Bittel. That's in the Rambam. He's obviously not going like the Rambam. No. It depends on how you goris. Whatever. Let's leave that alone for a second. But he says clearly. So leave that alone. You have to work on that. Says the Bala. So you make the bracha before the Bidika, but you can't talk until you do your Bittel. According to the Rambam, you know, the Bittul kind of like happened already, we saw in the Rambam, right? The Bala Itur doesn't seem to learn that way, but the Bala Itur says, you can't talk. We're going to get into the discussion of whether or not you can talk or you can't talk from when you start your Bidika. There's a whole rush over here about it. But according to what we're saying now from the Bala Itur, for sure you can't talk. We could go through, for example, another discussion over here is, do you have to put out Ptitim? Do you have to put out like... pieces of let's go through it. The easiest one, according to the Bala Itur, do you have to put out pieces to make sure that you find chametz?
No.
Why not? You can brachas on the Bittel, it's not on the Bidika. For sure not. What about according to Rashi? Rashi says the bracha is on the Bidika alone. I think also maybe you don't have to. I did a Bidika. The Bidika I did. The Torah is mitzvah me to do a Bidika. I did a Bidika. Chippus mechippus, chippus menair. I did a Bidika. It's not on the Bior. It's on the Bidika. According to the... What?
So why would that mean Bittel?
Oh, very good. God was asking great kasha.
Like $100 questions, huh?
I'll tell your dad to give you $100 allowance. The great kasha. According to Bala Itur, the Iker is really on the Bittel, not on the Bidika. Why does it say a Boidik Tzorach Sheyivatel? The lush is not great. In a Chanami, you do the bracha before the Bidika, but the Iker is really on the Bittel, according to the Bala Itur. It's very nakmashma that way. Gabriel's got good. He's on his game. Gabi's still on his game, Baruch Hashem.
Once you were Boidik, that's when you do the Bittel. And
it's the same time. That's what you're doing at the same time. It's a $100 answer right there.
Hmm?
Chesky, you gonna stop with Oilam?
We think it's still really funny.
Yeah,
first day
back. I hear. You like wonder what happened. All of a sudden, we're stealing money like it's Rabbi Elephant. It's all his fault. Baruch Atah Adui. No, I'm sure. Call me every day. Okay, everybody, so we spoke yesterday about the Meiri that says that some people say you have to put out pieces of bread to make sure that you find them. It shouldn't be a bracha levatola. If you go like the Bala Itur, there's no bracha levatola. The bracha's on the Bittel. You're doing a Bittel. The Bittel's just fine. If you're going like Rashi, it could be the din in the Bidika is to do a Bidika. I did a Bidika. If you go like the Rush, what did the Rush say? The Rush said the Iker Bidika, the Rush said it's not a mitzvah kol kach. It's not a mitzvah kol. We explain the rush. That what does it mean? It's not a mitzvah kol kach. Because really, the bracha is being said on the not being over bal yirah bal yematzeh. If I don't find, was I over bal yirah bal yematzeh? No, it's great if I don't find. It's going to rush. Also, the bracha is not on the tashbisu. We said the bracha is on. That's why it's not kol kach mitzvah. Why is it not kol kach mitzvah? But according to the Ran learnt that the bracha is really going on the bedika because it's the beginning of the biur. And the beer is a mitzvah. It's the mitzvah tashmisu. But it's only a mitzvah if you find chametz and burn it. If you don't find chametz, you're not doing a mitzvah now. According to the Ran, you'd have to put out ptitim. You'd have to put out pieces of bread to make sure you find some. Therefore, it's going to be part of you doing your tashmisu over here. That's what we said yesterday. So this is somewhat chazara of what we spoke about. Says the Gemara. What's the machlekes? Machlokes is in the lashon of levayer. Levayer. Levayer, everyone says, is lehaba. The Gemara says, levayer kuli alma lehaba pligi. Says the Gemara on the bottom. On the bottom of Dav Zayin Omer Aleph. Everyone agrees if you say live, everyone's going to agree it's going on Le'abba, it's on the future. So would that in theory be a good thing to say? Rashi says yes, Shapri Domi. Rashi even says it is good Lamaisa. We said the Rama maybe wouldn't be good because you wanted to go forward and backwards, but live, Kuli Amalo Pligi, that Vade Le'abba Mashma. Ki Pligi Be'al Biur. Mar Sover Meikara Mashma. Umar Sover Lehaba Mashma. That's a machloikas whether or not Al Biur is Mashma Meikara. Is Meikara good or bad? Bad. Mar Sover Lehaba Mashma. If it's Lehaba, it's good. So according to the Ma'amar that says you can say Al Biur because it's Mashma Lehaba. According to the Ma'amar Omer that says you can't say Al Biur, it's because it's Mashma Lishe'avar. And Lishe'avar is bad. Let's see Rashi. Meikara mashma. Meikara mashma. I'm sorry. Bilavar, the bottom of Dav Zayin Amalav. Bilavar, kulam la pligi de la haba mashma. Vishapri domi, and that's good. De bracha koidem asiyas and mitzvah be inon kidel akamon. That's to be over asiyas. You make the bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. The machlokes is by al bir. Ma'asav meikara mashma. Al bir she brt. What does brt mean? I already was mevar. Very adain lo badak. You didn't do it yet. Rashi says bir means bdika, as we said. Says Toisvus. Keep thinking about albir. Ma'aso l'sha'avar mashma or meikara mashma l'sha'avar mashma. Pirush ben atam l'sha'avar mashma tvei mi lehaba. It's more mashma l'sha'avar lehaba. Avu mikom mokom mashma nami k'tzas lehaba. Also, in other words, if a person would use the word al bir on the future, would that be a flat out lie? No. Tois says not a lie. And Tois says backs it up. Di loy mashma klal lehaba el shavar imkin hechi kamar besamach neim alamo leisagi davi umal v'chi b'shvil she'en on a yoidim lesakin yom hasheker. The Gemara is going to say that even according to the Manda Avar that al bir is l'sha'avar. You use it when we can't say the Lashon of Le. For example, by Mila. Mila, we're going to see in a second, we use the Lashon of Ala Mila because Lamo won't work. Says Tosis, Lamo won't work. But Ala Mila also won't work. Because if it's saying something on the Sha'avar, you didn't do it yet. It's just a lie. So how can the Gemara say that it's like your contingency plan? It's plan B. It should be plan zero if it's a lie. What? What'd you say?
It's an ultimatum.
It should be an ultimatum. Either this or nothing. Okay. Azoi Zok Toises. Says the Gemara. Meisve. Baruch Hashem Kedishan Mitzvayis Tzivanu Al Hamila. Says the Gemara. You see, you say Al Hamila. Even though you're doing this bracha before or after the Mila. When does the bracha happen? Before. Says the Gemara. Hasam Hechi Neima. What do you want him to say? Name a lamol leisagi daviu mail. You want him to say lamol? He can't say lamol. So lamol's out of the question. So as a process of elimination, what do we say? Alamila says Toisus. I don't get. Fine, you can't say lamol, but you got to give the guy an ultimatum. He's got it. Like, what is he gonna? You can't say alamila. Alamila is a sheker. Obviously, alamila is not a sheker because if it was a sheker, you wouldn't use it as a plan B.
Because there's a little bit of truth in it?
Yeah, it's mashma k'tas. It's mashma k'tas. Says the Gemara, Avia ben Ma'ika le'meimer, enochanami. Says Rashi, le'ima lamo, bitmiya. Mashma de'oisoi roife, hamolos kol b'nei ha'ir, lamolos atina kazeh, mitzuva. Is the roife, apparently doctors do bris milas. Is he mitzvah to lamos atina kazeh? Chiloi sagi lavi umal? Olav ha mitzvah muteles? All this is being rhetorical. Haloy al aviv mutal. The chiv is on the tate. Kiramina vekedushim berakama. Aval bir chametz al bala chametz muteles v'chol ish v'ish boidek beisoy. V'heichad yochol loy melavayer loy neima ala bir. But when he's able to say levayer, he shouldn't say ala bir. Because levayer is a better language. Says the Gemara, parchina avia ben ma'ika lemeimer I ala mila l'sha'avar mashma v'ze efshul alomer lomol ma'ika lemeimer heichi shirinon le lemeimer ala mila. So I say, I'm bothered by the words of Rashi, Hechi Sharinon Le, Lememer Alamila. Can someone translate that for me? David, what does it mean, Hechi Sharinon Le, Lememer Alamila? Hechi Sharinon Le, Lememer Alamila. How do we permit him? How do we let him? What do you mean, how do we let him? What does it mean, how do we let him? Why can't we let him? How do we let him? In other words, says Avrami Safran. What do you mean? What he means is, how are we letting him lie? How do we let him say that? It sounds like Rashi doesn't learn like Tosfos. Tosfos learned that, in theory, would the Lashon of Alamila be a lie if it was Le'aba? No. It's Mashma K'tas Le'aba. Then what do you mean, how do we let him? It's not the end of the world. You're right. I would say, why would we be misakein to say alamila if you could say lamol? But how do we let him? What's your problem? How do we let him? It's not a lie. It sounds like, according to Rashi, it's a lie. You're lying. Alamila is a lie. And as I state in Rabbeinu David, I Tosfos says, so then how is it even a contingency plan? Says, okay. No. So he says a lie in his bracha. The way I understand it is, we'll figure it out. For sure, it's wrong. It's 100% wrong. But if there's no other bracha to say, so then that's what you got to say. You got to do it. You got to make a bracha. So maybe this might depend on how you understand what brachas hamitzvahs are exactly over here. But I got to make a bracha. Right? I got to make a bracha. Can I not make a bracha? So you're telling me that you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. You can't say lamo. You can't say alamila. Okay, so you have to say alamila, but that's brave. You'll say it.
What? You don't need to make a bracha.
What do you mean? On a mitzvah?
Yeah.
Who said you don't need to make a bracha on a mitzvah?
Isn't it like, that's why we take a lulav and an esrog in two different hands, no? Because the second you put it like that, you fulfill the mitzvah even without the bracha.
Well, we want you to make the bracha, right? Every mitzvah needs a bracha.
Yes, or else.
My point is, every bracha needs a mitzvah, right? Correct? Does every mitzvah needs a bracha? Is that correct?
I thought it just like makes it complete, no?
So that might depend what brachas on mitzvahs are. Lemaisa, we were misakin brachas on mitzvahs. You have to know what's the vort in brachas on mitzvahs. Maybe that in Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Maybe we'll talk about that later. But Rashi, I feel like, is saying the following thing. Listen, I got to make a bracha. I got a problem. I can't say lamul because it's lo sagid laviyuma. So I'm going to have to say alamila. Alamila is not accurate. Problem. I can't say lamo. Lo sagid lavi umo. Oh, good. Which shekher is better shekher? Very good.
No, because that shekher nishan. No one commanded you to use mitzvah.
It's a bigger lie. I don't know. Okay. That's a good question. Maybe we'll say like Rav Noyan. But the point is like this. According to Rashi, hold on a second. Just say asher kishanim says it's Ivano. What? I don't know. You got to say something.
Okay, start the mila, yeah. And then say
alamila. Say during the mila, while you're doing the mila, while it's in the middle. Akoponim, we have lots of questions. All I'm saying is, it seems from Rashi that this is a flat out lie. Tosfos says it's not a flat out lie because, or else what are you doing? Rashi says, okay, I got no choice. I need to make a bracha, so my bracha is going to be broken this way. It's going to be broken that way. I got to make a bracha. It'll be broken. Okay, you could ask. So you should have done this. You should have done that. But then at the end of the day, according to Rashi, and this is what Rabbeinu David says, it's takanat. It's not mashma k'tzas l'shlaba. It's only mashma l'shavar. Al kopanim. Says the Gemara. What about by Avia ben? In Achanami, Avia ben says, "Lamo." Avia make them in Achanami. Tzorach lomer lamo. Ask Tosfos. We gave out the Tosfos Harosh. Yesterday says, what about if a person is doing a bris milah on a ger? What about if a person is doing a bris milah on a ger? What bracha do you make then? What's the only reason why you make a bracha ala milah if someone's doing a bris milah? Because really, who's supposed to do the bris milah? The father. But a ger, his father's not supposed to do the bris milah. So what would be the din of a bracha when it comes to a ger? Says Tosis, Tosis Arash in a chanami. When it comes to a ger, what's the bracha you're going to make? Lama les agerim. Tosis Arash, aval gabi miles amales agerim, shemavarech oimer lama les agerim. Should say at the moil. Shaykh shapi achlishna, shari kol odom chayv lama les agerim, kamo av, as a ben. Everyone has the same chiv. Vim toimer. Frek Tosis amor de gakasha. Al bir nami lisag de lav iu mevair. What happens if I'm a shliach to do bedikas chometz? What bracha should I make? So what do I see first of all? Who makes the bracha? The shliach. What bracha should the shliach make? Well, who's really supposed to do the bdika? What? The balabais. So can I make a bracha of livdoik? So according to the mandala that holds, you're really supposed to say livdoik, he should be mechalik between, or levar, he should be mechalik between if the balabais is doing it or someone else is doing it.
You could ask the same thing by Mila. If you're appointing them all to be a shliach for you.
In a chanami. If you're pointing him out to be a shlech for you, there, because he doesn't have to do the milah, he's going to say ala milah. It's not his chiv to do it. It's the who makes the bracha?
Make him.
Yeah, but
hire Amal. He's not doing it for you.
He is doing it for you, but he's making the bracha. You have to know exactly how that works. Is the bracha also b'shlichus? What I understand Ramesh is saying is that the bracha is b'shlichus. You should say lamo because that's I'm doing the bracha for him. I guess the bracha is not b'shlichus. You're doing the ma'isa mitzvah. You have to know how all this works. This is very, very complicated. But al kopanim, it's very complicated. But let's leave it alone for a second. It's a good point. But as follows, I'm doing a milah for someone. What's the bracha I make? Ala milah. He does the milah himself. What bracha does he make? Lamo. He does the bdika himself. What's the bracha he makes? Leva'er, according to this Mando Amar at the moment. If I do the bdika for him, what should the bracha be? Albir. Why don't we see anyone differentiate when it comes to bdika's chametz? That's Tosis's question. Let's get it again clear. Gemara says, according to the Mando Amar, that you're supposed to say Leva'er. So what do you do when you do the milah? You say lamo. What happens if someone else does the milah? Ala milah. What would you do if you do the bedika? Leva'er. So then what should be the din if a shliach does the bedika? Should be al biur. Why don't we find in the Gemara that differentiation? This is the question of the Tosis HaRosh. Again, Vim Toimar. Al biur nami lo isaig di lavi ub mevair. So everybody say the Tosis has two answers. I think one of them is Meduyik and Rashi. Let's see if Mati, if you can find where it's Meduyik and Rashi. Here goes. V'yesh loimar de urcha de milsa de chol adam mevayer bebeisai. Teretz number one. Urcha de milsa chol adam mevayer bebeisai. What does Tosis mean to say? Most people check their own houses. It's normal. Most people check their own houses. Even though we saw before, it says Nichel Enish the Asra. What was the lashon in the Gemara? The Asra. The what? Yeah. What was the lashon in the Gemara? It's the bottom of Daf. Dalet Amid Beis. Yeah. 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 Asr, that they give money There it is. Lo mi boy ba'asu dolo yavi agra ubadku. I feel ba'asu di yavi agra ubadku. What does it mean, yavi agra ubadku? You pay someone else to do it. So why does Tosis over here say, urach ha'demisul chalachan mevar be'beisai? Anyone? He saw the Gemara, though. He saw the Gemara. The Gemara says there's places where people give money.
I think places mean that it's since it's a common thing that people check their own house when we're masakin the bracha, we're going to be masakin it in one way.
Yeah, but it seems like there's asras that it's nagi.
You could do it through other ways.
Yeah, it sounds
it's
like it's the minig. I agree with you about what Tosha said, but we'll get back to that. But it sounds like from the Gemara over there, you didn't see that Gemara. Yeah. It sounds like it's normal for people to pay. But I think it's very pashut. Rabbi, say, think practically. Well, get into the practical of the Gemara. What? What?
He's checking it himself.
It means he does it himself. Come over there, says you hire someone. I think, what was the Gemara talking about over there? Gemara's talking about you rented a house, Zecheskas Baduk, and it wasn't Baduk. What does it mean it wasn't Baduk? Does it mean that he cleaned the entire house and he just didn't do like the bedikas chametz? It means the house wasn't cleaned. I always say a lot of people hire chametz busters. That's what they used to call them here, right? Did the chametz busters go around with a candle? They don't go around with a candle, chametz busters. What do they do? You know what I mean, chametz busters? No. Yeah. Chametz busters are the Bachrim used to have businesses where they clean people's houses. Called it chametz busters. Is that no? That's from like the 80s. Okay. Chametz busters is people that bust your chametz. A kitzur, they hire people to clean. But are they doing the actual bediko with their candle and their this and their that? Are they going to make the bracha? When Gemara says there's asra that they hire people to clean, those people are going to make the bracha, those people are just going to clean the house and then say, okay, buddy, you can now do the, you know, afterwards we all do our, you know, we go around with our candle and things like that. Every person does that himself. It doesn't make a difference if you're hiring people. That, you know, you like to do that, you want to like, you know, you get the feather, you get the good picture, you know what I'm saying? Everyone's going to make the bracha themselves. Even when the Gemara says asra that they're noyig to hire people, it just means to hire people to clean the house. It means to do that part of the bedikas chametz. It doesn't mean the actual bracha of the azoy dachsach, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Okay. What does the Gemara mean? Therefore, Orcha de Milsa Tochanachan Mevar Bebeisai. Therefore, what? Chesky will get back to you in a second. Therefore, what? It's normal for every person to check himself. So we said it means, Levar means to do the actual Bedika, the real thing, not the, you know, the cleaning of the. You hire a cleaning lady or Yeshiva Bachram, Chametz Busters, whatever you hire to clean out the house to make sure that there's no Chametz around. You're going to do the Bedika on the night of the 14th. I mean, a whole month before you're doing your spring cleaning. That's for the Bachram. Yeah. So what does it mean? What difference does it make? Michael, what difference does it make? It's saying over here, Ur chadim ilsu tochal lechem mevar bebeisa. Azma.
Enachlami
what?
You say lebar.
Says Michael, enachlami. If someone else would do it, he would say lebar. It's just not normal. It's not regular. So therefore what? Gemara doesn't bother talking about it. It's not such a normal case. That's the way Michal learned. I believe Chesky learned not like that. Chesky was saying the following thing. Listen, when Chazal are going to be koivea matbeah of a bracha, are they going to make every single situation different? But if this is not regular, then we're not going to make a bracha for that. Is it regular for a person to do a bris milah on his own son? The answer is yes. Yes. Back in the day, people weren't such wimps. Nowadays, we're wimps, myself included. I don't know about your father. Did your Mila? There it is. Hey, you see that? You always find a couple of people here and there that people. Everyone. It's normal for every person to do his own bedika. How often did you ever hear someone doesn't do his own bedika? It's one in a thousand. How often do you find someone that does a Mila on his own son? First of all, there's people that are Moilim and they do Milas on their own son. Second of all, I don't know if you know that, but like Avrami did probably. Your father's like a legit Moil or he just did it? The people that just set you up for the little cut and you just do the cut yourself.
Yeah.
That's not for me, but that's for a lot of people. And people do it. It's a regular thing. I have friends that did it and everything like that. Well, you know people? The people do that. It's normal. So is it normal for a father to do a meal on his own son? Is it normal for a father to do a meal on his own son? Yes. Is it normal for a person to not do bedikah by himself, do bedikah ide shliach? No. Therefore, they were misaking a certain matbeya of bracha. That's the way that. What about Rashi? You see, is this pshat merum? Is anywhere in Rashi, Mati? Take a look in Rashi. Is Rashi what? Let's see. Let's see. Where's Rashi? Hold on a second. Where's Rashi? Hold on a second. Rashi says, "Chilosag lavi umal." V'chol ish ve'ish boydek beisoy. Every man checks his own house. Rashi also seems to be like addressing that's every person. Every person does his own house, so why are you going to make a bracha of Kol Yish Vish Baidek Beso? It sounds like Rashi's saying like this Teretz Tosafos to me.
That next word is Rashi. Where it's yachol, but it's not yachol because you're doing it yourself. You're doing it for somebody. It would be to say alabir. It's like, what's the Hech Diyachol? Hech sounds like, normally you're able to say Levar, so say Levar. But in a situation where you can't say Levar, for example, if you're doing it for somebody, maybe, then Hech Diyachol, you're saying maybe you'll be all here.
No, it might depend on the machloikis between Rashi and the Tosfos. Maybe, hold on a second. It might be, if you're able to say a Sheker, then Chesky's makes sense, what Chesky said. If you're able to say a Sheker, that would work with Rashi somewhat. If you're able to say a Sheker, then I could say Levar, even though I'm a Shliach. Right? Because, okay, it doesn't bother us so much if there's a Sheker. That's the way. But according to Tosfos, then how could you say Levar if you're a Shliach? It's wrong. It's just wrong. It's not true. It's simply not true. So maybe Tosfos would be. That could be. It depends on that. Yeah, I don't know. Akopana, let's see the next teretz. Oh, before that, so I wanted to answer the question of the tzalach. The tzalach asks a question. Tzalach is the tzion lenefesh chaya, otherwise known as Rabbi Chizkiah Landau, otherwise known as Noida Bihuda, otherwise known as the Rav of Prague. Okay. The Noida B'Yehuda says, ask a question on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, why do we use the lashon of Al Bir Chometz? Anyone remember what we said according to the Rambam? Why do we say Al Bir Chometz? Because it's coming to include the bittul that happened beforehand. But what happens if a person finds Chometz on Pesach? Now he's got to get rid of it. What bracha would he make? Finds chametz on Pesach. He's going to get rid of it. What does he do? Says the Rambam, you make a bracha of al bir chametz. Frekt the Rav Noida B'Yehuda. But the only reason why you said you're saying al bir chametz is because it's including what? Bittul. But on Pesach, can you do bittul? No, the bittul's not going to be chayal because it's achas man isura. So you should say leva'er, boom, kasha. Again, the Rambam says if you find chametz on Pesach, you make a bracha al bir chametz. But the only reason the Rambam said you're saying al bir chametz in the first place is because you want to include your bittul, which happens beforehand. But on Pesach there is no bittul. If there's no bittul on Pesach, then you should make a bracha of leva'er.
Why you're finishing what you started? Did a bedikah and a bittul before? You missed a piece, so now it's.
You know, the bracha's chal on what you did 3 days ago.
Problems on the lashon of beer. Isn't the
Rambam's
shot on beer, not al beer?
Huh?
Isn't the
Rambam's
shot on the lashon of beer and not bedikah, not al beer?
Rambam's coming to explain why you say al beer. He's going to say. So, what's a simple answer to this question? What? Simple answer to this question is: listen, they're misakin to say al beer chametz. So once they said al beer chametz, so then you say al beer chametz. So says the counters, the Noda B'Yehuda, says you can't say that because when it comes to Mila, sometimes you say Ala Mila, sometimes you say Lamo. What do I see? We don't just stick with one text. You could change it. So on Pesach, say one thing. Before Pesach, say something else. What's your problem? What's your problem? What, you want to like only this? No, by Mila we say, if he does it, it's Lamo. If the Moil does it, it's Alamila. Well, me also. If you do it before Pesach, it should be Al-Bir Chometz. On Pesach, Shilavar. What's the difference? But Lafi, what the Tosafot Rosh says the Tosafot Rosh, if it's something that's Urcha de Milsa, we're only making one Lashon. Is it Urcha de Milsa to find Chometz on Pesach and I have to burn it? No. I should hope not. We're not making another takana, matbea, bracha. We're not going to change for because this one yukkel that found his chametz on Pesach and has to burn it. Nope. We're not making another bracha for him. When it comes to bris milah, when 30% of the bris milahs, 25% of the bris milahs are being done by fathers, okay, so we'll make a bracha for the fathers, we'll make a bracha for the other people. But when it's Urcha de Milsa, everyone's doing it the same way. You got one situation. For example, we said this, almost everyone does the B'dikas Chametz themselves also. You got one guy that does it, Al Pishliach. No, we're not making a bracha for this one guy. Same answer, the Chor for the Tzach. Let's keep going. So this is another answer. This answer is the one I really want to focus on. Say something Gishmak. Oid Yesh Loimer. The chametz, hakol mitzuvin alav levaroi. Chametz, everyone is mitzuvah on the chametz to burn it. Af al pi she'en shaloi, lahasir michshol mibana chametz. He doesn't mean mask your soicher, our raid, our hak. Nope, it was exciting, but it's not what it means. Because I'm a shliach, I'm going into Pliny's house. I never lived there. I'm not gonna live there. I'm being a shliach. I'm doing the bedika. Says the Rush, your mechuyev is also mitzuvah levaroi. Lahasir michshol mibal hachometz, to remove the michshol, the stumbling block from the bal hachometz. Kedei shlo yeh iser, shlo yeh alav iser bal yirah bal yumatzeh. Took out those words, but they're there. Shlo yeh alav iser bal yirah bal yumatzeh. So everyone is mitzvah. So does he have to do this? This shliach. What's the answer? Yes. Hold on. Yes, he has to do it. So can he say a lashon of Livaer? Yes. Why? It's the Baal Bais's chiv. I also have a chiv. I have to make sure he doesn't have his michshol. And the Kana ben Shoyal. And when it comes to Bris Mila, what about that? What about Bris Mila? Hold on a second. This guy has an orla. Is an orla a michshol? An orla is a major michshol, super michshol. There's only two things that you're chayev karis if you don't do. What are they? Korban Pesach, Bris Mila. So over here, b'nogeya to Pesach, we're saying you have to get rid of the michshol over here, and we're saying that's called his mechuyev. B'nogeya to Bris Mila also, there's a major michshol over here. This person's going to be chayev. It's chayv karis if he doesn't get. So why am I not mitzvah to get rid of his michshol? So why if the father does it, the bracha is lamo. If someone else does, the bracha is alamila. Hold on a second. Who's really mechuyev to do the mila? The father. Who's really mechuyev to get rid of the chametz? The Baal HaBayis. I'm going to step in. Well, I have to step in because maybe we'll say because of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zelazech Veisnishvasa, something like that. Fine. So you're telling me that that's the reason why I should make a bracha of Livayer. That should be a reason why I should make a bracha of Lamal also. What's the difference? I like to suggest the difference is as follows.
That the klal only has a chiyuv once his bar mitzvah? That's
what I'm going to answer that question also. Ready? Here goes. I think this rush is the rush l'shitasoi. A very unique sheet of the rush. Everybody say, what is the bracha that we're making according to the rush of Al Bior Chametz? Rosh said, there's a chiddush. What's the chiddush that you make a bracha here? It's ain't a kol kach mitzvah. Why is it ain't a kol kach mitzvah? It's only in order not to be over on Bal Yirah Bal Yumatzeh. That's the mitzvah over here. You're not making a bracha on the Tashbisu. When are you making the Tashbisu according to Tosfos? Tosfos is a shita. When's the Tashbisu? When you burn it, when? after the seventh hour. We do it before the seventh hour. It's not a mitzvah. What is it? It's just not being over on Bal Yerah Bayi Matzeh. So is he mechuyev to make sure I'm not over on Bal Yerah Bayi Matzeh? Yes. So he makes a bracha al biur chametz the same way I make a bracha al biur chametz. Because in the not being over, in the lahasir michshol, he has to be mesir the michshol. But the bracha when it comes to milo, what's the bracha on? The not having an arla? Or the bracha is on the mitzvahs milah?